Lowrider.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's a summer weekend, man. June 9th already. My, how time flies. But you know what? We are in the heart of smoking and barbecue season. And so we got a lot going on right now. And Barbecue Bob, what are you thinking, man? We were going to talk a little bit about the perfect steak. And that's a big topic.
Kudos to Mr. Fonger, our producer, the wizard at the big board. Great bumper music, buddy. Yeah. Brings me back to a couple times I saw those boys in concert. They're phenomenal. Yeah. They're awesome. So tips for perfect steak. We had a great conversation on the break. Let's have it again.
Well, we have a device out there that is prior to about 5 years ago, really only like high-end chefs use it. And now they've got a layman's model, and it's called a sous vide, S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E.
So if you're not a minister, you can use it.
That's right.
I see.
But what it is, it's a device that you shrink wrap meat or vegetables or whatever you want. You use your vac sealer and get all the air out of it, and you put them in a pot of water, and you put this device on the side of the pan, and it heats the water and circulates it at the same time.
Pot of water?
Right. So what it does is, for example, we're talking about steaks, okay? I got a nice porterhouse steak. It could be frozen. I don't choose to freeze my meat, so I get a fresh one. I run it through my vac sealer. I'm going to put it, submerge it in a pot of water, sealed up, but I put seasonings, maybe my sea salt, my pepper, and some garlic on that steak, shrink wrap it, and put it in this pot, and turn that sous vide device onto 125 degrees, because what it does is it's got a sensor on it, and it regulates, it brings the water up to the temperature that I set it at.
It looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, and then it circulates the water. It's got a little pump on the bottom of it. And these things are a couple hundred bucks, but I'm telling you what, it's worth it, because here's what I did with the steak, is that you put that in there, and it circulates the water, and there's a book that comes with it.
So it's got a
it.
Little pump in it.
Yeah,
though.
Right. And it comes with a little book to give you estimated times, right? You don't want to poke a probe into it and
right.
let the water in.
Right.
So you got to kind of watch the book and so you get a feel for it.
I see.
Right? But I brought that steak up. It was about an hour. I brought that steak up to 125 degrees internal temperature. Perfect medium rare.
So if it's bringing it to 125, it'll never rise above it.
No.
You really can't overcook it.
That's
because
correct. It's the water temperature.
Unless it spontaneously combusts.
It's in a bath of 125 degree water, if that's what I set it at. And it'll never get warmer than that because the heating element in the sous vide machine doesn't go above it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and we're doing tips and techniques today. And Job's talking about a little sous vide. Now, you gave me one for Christmas.
I did.
And I've got to confess, I've been afraid to use it because I thought you boiled the food in the plastic bag, and I didn't want to boil anything in plastic.
Right. And it's not that at all. The plastic only functions to keep the water off the food because it'll never go. The thing only goes to 180 degrees. It won't go any higher. So because basically what you're doing is you're cooking this in a bath of water. It cooks in its own juices. There's no hot air blowing by it to dry anything
right.
out. So what I did is I got that steak to a perfect 125. You pull it out of there, it's going to be gray. Right? Because meat that's not grilled and seared turns gray. So you pull it out of there, have your grill already set on high, literally a minute, do the 10 and 2, do 2 minutes on one side, flip it over, give a little color to the other, and you're done. You're not cooking it.
Yeah.
You're literally coloring
and
it.
And for some things, you wouldn't even have to do that. You
chicken?
Could simply
yeah.
cook it and serve it, like cook it and it's gravy.
That's right.
Or
chicken breasts. Skinless, boneless chicken breasts are fabulous in this thing.
Really?
Because all the juice is kept in them. There's nothing that dries out.
So you just season them up. You could maybe put a little bit of your favorite moist marinade in there if
absolutely.
You wanted. Just to,
absolutely.
So you had a little more of a bath when it was done.
You just got to suck the air out of it so it doesn't float, that it's under the water. But it's super simple to do.
Mm.
So, but anyway, that's called sous vide. And look it up on the internet because it's a fabulous way.
Well, now I'm going to use mine.
Yeah. Give it a try because I know you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tips for cooking the perfect steak. Let's do this real quickly. Now, if you're a regular listener, we've done steak a gazillion times. I apologize. Get a cup of coffee and give us just a second here because we're taking on new stations and new listeners literally every couple of weeks. So, you know, a lot of people maybe haven't heard the old tips we like to give. One basic tip for steaks is get it out of the fridge and let it set for a couple hours on the counter, covered, keep the flies off it, but let that thing come up to room temperature before you start affecting it. And then the next thing you want to do is put your seasoning on it. I'm just a salt and pepper guy. I sometimes like that bologna seasoning or
right.
some of the cool stuff we get here and there. But and then once you get your seasoning on it, put a little oil on it and throw it on your nice hot fire.
Right. The oil will keep it from sticking. It'll get you a little bit of a sear on there. And we're talking like a high-quality extra virgin olive oil is what we're usually do. You can put a flavor profile yep. on it or not. That's up to you. But getting this on the grill at room temperature will make your meat so much better because yep. it'll cook more evenly than the outside being overdone before the inside is to your temperature.
Now, here's another thing I like to do. I did a bunch of strips a while back.
Like New York strips?
Yep. And they had a really big edge of fat on them.
Yeah.
I trimmed that off
yep.
because there's a row of cartilage in there with it or some kind of weird gelatin looking thing. And so I like to trim that off because I don't want my guests to have to, number one, eat it because most people don't. And number two, it's just going to give me more flare-ups. And people say, well, you got to leave, you know, all that fat. No, that fat does nothing for the meat. If you just look at the direction of the grain of the meat, there's no way the fat is going to jump across that cartilage
right.
and jump onto the meat and drain through it. The fat that people want in their meat is called marbling.
Right.
And that fat on the edge is not marbling. It's fat. It's the way the animal survives the winter.
Right. And so it's one of those things is fat is flavor, which is why you look for marbling in the steak. And the marbling is intermittent in the muscle, the part that you're eating. It's not on the perimeter of the edge, right?
So but that kind of fat is fire.
Right.
That's all that
yeah.
is.
Because it'll render, it'll drip down on your coals, it'll drip down on your gas grill, and you'll get flare-ups. And what happens with flare-ups is you get burnt and bitter.
You get a YouTube video, basically.
Yeah.
Your neighbors filming you as you burn your house
right.
down.
So let's talk one last thing about the perfect steak, because I think this is a step that a lot of people miss, is that when you pull that off the grill, you need to let it rest.
Absolutely.
And if you go right from the grill to the plate, the first cut, all your juice is going to drain out and you've got a sloppy plate that you're eating off of. If you'll let that steak rest 5 to 10 minutes on a platter before you serve it to your guests, you will get a much better steak than you will if you serve it hot off the grill.
It's a must.
Right.
So because those fluids cook the meat by traveling and migrating, and you want them to migrate back to where they came from.
Uh-huh.
And you're still going to lose X amount of it because the steak is cut across the grain, so a lot of the fluids are still going to run out of it. Let's talk about reverse sear. That's where you put your steaks on the grill and do an indirect grilling till you get them up to 110, 115 degrees. And then you throw them, and especially if you can throw some smoke on them, and then you throw them on the grates and crispen the edges up and make that beautiful presentation and that nice char effect.
Right.
That is
and
so
one tool that
good.
One tool that we always use when we're using steak is a digital thermometer, because you don't want to cut into a steak to see if it's done. Use that instant read probe.
Yep.
Get it to that 115, 120.
What he said.
Yeah. Coming up next, a little bit of Dreamer's Coffee. Stick with us. We'll be back.